Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on Semicon India 2025, Catalyzing India's Semiconductor Ecosystem. The participants are Shubhamoy Bhattacharji, Economic Analyst, and Diksha Saxena, Akashvani Correspondent.
Semicon India was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the national capital today. This is another step in India's aspirational and fast-paced semiconductor journey. The Semiconductor Mission was launched in 2021 by the government with an aim to bring a strong semiconductor and display ecosystem. To discuss more on India's Semiconductor Mission, I am joined by Economic Analyst Mr. Shubhamoy Bhattacharji. Mr. Bhattacharji, welcome to Akashvani.
Hello and welcome.
Mr. Bhattacharji, as we dive deep into the subject, the government has pushed the Semiconductor Mission and Semicon India as a step in that direction. First of all, how do you view this? And secondly, why is this mission so crucial for Viksit Bharat 2047?
Those are interesting thoughts, Diksha. So let's start off with the first one. Where does Semicon India stand? Or even before that, where does this entire push for semiconductors come in? So, first of all, today's speech by the Prime Minister was very eloquent. Taking it forward, semiconductors in India, as our audience in Akashvani will already know, is something that is so very vital to practically any aspect of our life. During the course of this program, we'll have time to touch on some of those. But the short of it is that it's something like what steel used to be at the earlier part of our, say, industrial journey. You couldn't make anything without steel. Similarly, today, you can't make anything without a chip being integrated into that system, right from a washing machine to a door opener to as sophisticated as a rocket hurtling into space, which India has now been doing regularly. Everything needs a chip. And in fact, when we say a chip, that's actually a misnomer because they need several hundred, several thousands. The ordinary automobile, which everybody drives around, has about 30,000 chips or more. So given the huge need for these chips, it's impossible for a major economy like India to be depending on supplies from abroad to be able to run its industrial enterprise, to think of it as a manufacturing powerhouse without being able to produce these chips. And these chips come in every possible size, from something which just can't be seen by the ordinary eye to something which is just barely seen, visible to the eye. That is the range. So you can imagine that this is high technology, yet absolutely basic application to most high-level application. So obviously, therefore, there's a tremendous need and interest for developing the ecosystem of chips. And that is where Semiconductor India has come in. So basically, India government is now looking at expanding and developing at every stage, the quality and the acceptability and the preparation of the economy to integrate chips into the Indian economy.
Mr. Bhattacharji, you have touched upon various aspects and you also mentioned about the chip, and listeners would be very much aware of this, that today Prime Minister was presented with the first indigenous chip. But we'll come to that later. Before, I would also like to draw your attention to Prime Minister's today's remarks that semiconductors are digital diamonds. So let's first listen to Prime Minister's words.
Ek baat kahi jati hai, oil was black gold, but chips और डिजिटल डायमंड्स. हमारी पिछली शताब्दी को ऑयल ने शेप किया. दुनिया का भाग्य तेल के कुओं से तय होता था. तेल के इन कुओं से कितना पेट्रोलियम निकलेगा, इस आधार पर ग्लोबल इकोनॉमी ऊपर नीचे होती रहती है. लेकिन 21वीं शताब्दी की शक्ति छोटी सी चिप में सिमट करके रह गई है. ये चिप भले छोटी सी है, लेकिन इसमें दुनिया की प्रगति को बड़ी गति देने की ताकत है.
Very interestingly, Mr. Bhattacharji, Prime Minister has now given new dimension to the semiconductors. So he said that the economy, world economy, was earlier decided by the oil and now it's the semiconductors. Well, this is a very important statement coming directly from the Prime Minister. And in that line, what efforts is the government making to make India's semiconductor mission a success?
Well, you know, these sort of things can't be done in a rush. And unfortunately, for lots of reasons, we took time to get here. But having started it in 2021, when it was just an idea that India should become the place to get into the semiconductor industry, the next part, as over the next few years, was to get companies to be interested in coming into India. Once companies have developed their particular resources, their particular abilities in particular places, they are often not keen to come. And it is a measure of success of Indian policy making that since 2023, we have been able to get startups from by 2024, we have been able to approve major companies coming into it. And in 2025, as you've just pointed out, we have developed the first India-made chip. Now, that is a remarkable journey. And by the end of 2025, we expect at least one company out of the nine that have been approved to be able to get into the production process. And once that happens, then the next stage comes in. So every year, there's a series of steps that we are taking to make the semiconductor ecosystem more and more India-based and therefore of more salience for us, which actually means a lot because it means that initial stages was generally to get into the spotlight. The next stage was to get the investments right. And the third stage, once now we have got the investments, is to create the ecosystem of not just production, but of everything together. Getting those factories, getting the industrial towns around those factories, getting the system of finance around those factories, and then the next stage to make companies, not only in India, but also abroad, believe in the quality of the Indian chip. And that would be the next stage, which will help these companies to start from expanding the production from where they are to the next stage. And then there's a very major part which will be concomitant at every stage is the research and design and development, which would be a huge part of this entire journey because this is a highly technology intensive, highly research based sector. And we have miles to cover to be able to make our research and development come up to speed in this highly competitive field.
You also spoke about the India's first indigenous semiconductor chip, and that is the Vikram 32-bit processor test chip, and the Prime Minister received it today in the Semicon. So let's first listen to Minister for Railways, Information and Broadcasting and Electronics and IT, Mr. Ashwini Vaishnav, as he expressed happiness over this milestone.
The construction of 5 semiconductor units is going on at a rapid pace. Pilot line of 1 unit is completed and we just presented the first Made in India chip to Honorable Prime Minister. 2 more units will start production in a few months from now. The design of 5 more units is progressing very well.
Mr. Bhattacharya, the minister also pointed out that the world should now come to India, and we'll come to that later. But first of all, when you look at this milestone, within 3.5 years, we have reached at developing the first indigenous chip, which is way fast since the launch of the mission in 2021. Could you give us a background of this particular chip and how did we reach this milestone?
Yes, you know, what happened is that India was possibly one of the first countries in the developing world which was developing or which had I realized that there was a need to get into chip manufacturing. But we gave up the race, unfortunately, some decades ago. The renewed interest in chip design and then chip manufacture, which is the next stage, because the design of the chip is also very significant. In fact, a large part of the value addition of the chip comes in terms of who's designing it. These sort of chip or chips essentially do not allow for production unless and until a huge range of ecosystem is built up. One of them is the availability of water. Huge quantities of water are required, good quality water. Looking at a rain, somebody might say, well, there we have got water all over the place. But this rainwater doesn't help. You need absolutely clear, purified water to be flown along the processes. So there's water. And along with water, you also need equally, almost like water-like, the availability of engineers and technologists to be able to be hired and who can start working on these productions, on these units, both if they're design units, both as well as if they're production units. And the third part is to develop a skilling environment, an environment where, you know, you can soak in people and develop them in with the capacity to work in these sections. Unlike what many people would think, it is not automation. Human work that goes into producing this chip. So a lot of that work had to be therefore, you know, structured. So as I said, it was during the time of the COVID and just before it, when India was getting into what is called the designing, first of all, the policy framework of how to develop the system of producing this chip. The next stage was how to bring in the investment, which was an equally difficult thing because we had, as I said, missed the bus and we couldn't get domestic producers or manufacturers to produce these sort of unit. The third part, which was equally important, was where to locate them. What sort of industrial hub do we want to create? Do we want to do it in only one part of India or do we want to spread it across India? The fourth part was to essentially, as the Minister Vaishnav was saying, to ensure that there's stability. So it's not just stability for 2 years or 3 years, but stability for 10 years, 15 years. So that the entire system comes into place, which meant absolute clarity about what sort of policies are being given. Now, that's very difficult often because chip manufacturing is a very skittish thing. And of course, to create the financial capacity to be able to compete with the rest of the world. Indian Chip Semiconductor Commission is looking at an investment of something like 88,000 crores. Now, that's a solid amount of money that the government of India has defrayed. We are also talking about the second phase of the semiconductor mission, for which inputs are already being sought from the industry. So, as you can see, it's a continuous process of building, redeveloping, and however, keeping the building blocks absolutely steady without so that they do not disrupt the investors' concentration and confidence in the capacity of the economy to push ahead with this challenging manufacturing program.
Mr. Bhattacharya, I would also like to draw your attention to government's efforts to encourage the startups, which you had mentioned earlier in the starting as well. So could you throw some light very briefly on the PLI and DLI schemes of the government to encourage the production of semiconductors?
Yeah, as you can see that there are two parts to it. One is the production-linked incentive for production, another is the design-linked incentives. Both, of course, the names are different, but essentially means incentive structure. Now, startup, however, one shouldn't assume that these can be just, you know, something which is like a garage development. It has to be of a particular scale, even as a startup. So to be able to do that, if they would largely be coming in as what is called fabless unit, which means they will be design units, but without production. Fab means is a shorthand word for fabrication. So they won't be fabricating or they'll not be producing the things, but they'll be designing. And that's very important because startups can bring in the sharpness, the cutting edge in terms of developing new chip, which a production center may not have the capacity to look at immediately because they'll be running along on their own production lines. So there the startups come in very useful, and several startups have already shown themselves capable of coming into this field. The next stage is, of course, building up on from them, which you've already talked about, the production incentive to create fabrication units. And fabrication units, again, as the minister was talking about, there are already several units which have come into the stage of being able to fabricate. Remember, it's not just about being big. There are lots of big companies which have tried to get into this sector, but have not succeeded. It's a mixture of smartness which comes from a startup plus the ability of a big company to be able to capture those value add and develop production lines.
Lastly, Mr. Bhattacharya, the Prime Minister today said that the world trusts India and the world is ready to ride the semiconductor future in India. So first, let's listen to what Prime Minister had to say.
The world trusts India. The world believes in India. And the world is ready to build the semiconductor future with India.
Your parting comments very briefly on Prime Minister's statement today.
No, what's important is that his presence, I mean, that's very important. It's not just about what he's saying. Those are significant things. But the very fact that the Prime Minister is making it a point to be present at every edition is a very important thing because investors, you know, then get the confidence that the government is very serious about what it is doing. That is a remarkable presence. The fact that he's also saying that we'll run the course, we will be there and we will be pushing the agenda is very important component of this entire industry, and which is very important to say at this particular turbulent time when there are quite a few distractions available across the world.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bhattacharya, for throwing light on this very technical yet important mission. Thank you so much for sparing your time and sharing all the information with the listeners tonight.
My pleasure.
You were listening to a discussion on Semicon India 2025, Catalyzing India's Semiconductor Ecosystem. The participants were Shubhamoy Bhattacharji, Economic Analyst, and Diksha Saxena, Akashvani Correspondent. This program is produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.
Spotlight.